Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back to the Rundown Down post-game show here on the Strickland YouTube channel and Strickland Twitter. And if you're listening to this the day after, Strickland Podcast Network, I'm Sam. I'm joined by Tyrese and Schwinn. Knicks win game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals over the Indiana Pacers with a score of 121 to 117. High-scoring effort. I think this is like the first time we eclipsed like what, over like 110 in this series or something like that? Or in the playoffs at least?
No, we did that in the last game. Come on, Sam. What, are you fucking washed here?
I am.
And we scored 111 in game one, and we scored 123 in game three.
I am washed, Schwinn. Yeah. I am washed. I mean,
during game three, you had way too many parlays going on, so you probably couldn't keep track of that. Plus, we were consuming beverages. So
yes. before we get into all that good stuff, of course, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right. Shout out to the Knicks for winning like a very disgusting game in which they probably didn't have any business winning, especially if TJ McConnell closes the game over one Killian Hayes of America in Tyrese Halliburton. But yeah, I mean, the Knicks, they got it done. Hopefully game two is a much better game, especially all around. Loving the Jalen Brunson 40-point performances. Got us another one today. This is his fourth straight 40-point performance in the playoffs, with 43 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists on 14 of 26 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3, and 14 of 14 from the free throws. Guys, he hit all his free throws. Wow, look at that. Jalen Brunson hitting all his free throws. The bar is in hell. But like it's good to see him hit his free throws, especially late in the game. Didn't give Indiana any chances. Although they tried to at certain points.
I'm sorry. I just got to talk about this. What exactly are people really upset about this whistle for? Like, because
we're apparently Adam Silver's crown jewel now.
Yeah, I just want to point this out. The Knicks in this game, right? Yes, they got a nice call on the I'm pretty confident that Nesmith did not kick that ball. It looks like it hit his hand. Pretty confident about that. And yes, there are times they don't call a moving screen there on Miles Turner. But guess what? It was a moving fucking screen. You can literally see him on the replay turn into him. They also forced the Knicks to use a challenge on that Nembhard play, which clearly like was off of Nembhard. So I don't really know what to do with that. Nembhard obviously grabbed Brunson. He got away with a bunch of those where he was grabbing Brunson on inbounds. He didn't get away with it on that one.
He's got away with a ton of those in the last series. Like, it's something that teams are constantly doing.
I don't know what that it was about. And honestly, like, again, I just think that if you're watching this game and your takeaway is, wow, the Knicks are getting this insane whistle. Like, the Knicks took 26 free throws today. The Pacers took 19. On the broadcast, they brought this up. I believe the Pacers average 21 free throws a game and they give up 26. So they basically were down. Like, and the only reason we got 26 is because they fouled us at the end intentionally. So yes, that is basically like we played to the normal average of what they do. And I'm sorry, you want to know how you could win this game? You want to know? Here's a couple of pieces of advice for the Indiana fucking Pacers. Here's some advice. You want to know how you win this game? My franchise fucking point guard has to take more than six shots. Did he shoot the ball in the second half?
I don't even remember him taking a shot in the second half.
I'm pretty confident he did not shoot the ball in the second half.
He's passed, man.
I'm sorry. You cannot talk to me about the fucking whistle and this thing and that thing when your franchise fucking point guard took six shots in a game. I'm sorry. Get the fuck all the fucking way out of my face. That is a joke. He took six shots in a game. I want to read to you who else took six shots today. Okay? Just going to read it off. Pascal Siakam, 8 of 16. Miles Turner, 8 of 16. Andrew fucking Nembhard, 4 of 10. Aaron Nesmith, 3 of 6. Obi Toppin, 5 of 7. Isaiah fucking Jackson went 4 of 6 in 13 minutes. TJ McConnell was playing like the ghost of Jamal Crawford took him over. He went 9 of 16 in 22 minutes. Ben fucking Shepherd went 3 of 5 in 18 minutes. Tyrese Haliburton, 2 of 6 in 36 minutes. Everybody on the Knicks starting lineup, including Isaiah Hartenstein, shot more than Tyrese Haliburton. That is, I'm sorry, I have no sympathy for that. You cannot cry about the whistle. And the Pacers bench, okay, they scored off the bench. They had a combined, 46 points. The Knicks had 3. I do not want to hear about the whistle. If that's all you're talking about, then you have no idea what you're talking about. Like, you're not watching the game. You're watching the game to get fucking angry and be pissed off, and you're looking for conspiracy theories. I'm sorry. Like, give me a break. Tyrese Haliburton took 6 shots in the game. He's your franchise point guard. Took 6 shots in a game. You got to be kidding me. I don't know. I can't believe that. And if that's your takeaway from this game, come on, man. Like, the Knicks, I'll continue to say this. If your takeaways from these games are, wow, the Knicks are getting this crazy whistle, I just don't think you're watching the games very closely. Did they get a couple calls in their favor? Yeah. Yeah, they did. Did they have a couple calls go against them? Sure. Yeah, they did. You want to know what else they had a call go against them? Game 5 against the Sixers when Tyrese Maxey travels and got, honestly, an and one that shouldn't have been an and one on a 3. And did we sit here and cry about the whistle and talk about how the rest
of the We owned up about how the team failed to close in the last seconds of the game. Up.
You have to control the things you can control. And you want to know what you can control? Your franchise fucking point guard taking 6 shots. That's what you can control. The refs are not, last time I checked, I don't think Zach Zarbaugh was like, no, you're not allowed to shoot Tyrese Haliburton. He did that all on his own. Like, fucking Sam probably had more parlays going today than fucking shots Tyrese Haliburton took.
Definitely.
So
I definitely did.
Yeah, absolute fucking piss take. Give me a joke. Or give me a break, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't get this whole idea that, I mean, even like you said on the broadcast, they mentioned like the Pacers, they give up the most free throws a game to teams. Like, and then you have Pascal Siakam, who's shooting like, 43% from the free throw line. So even if he does get calls, it's like he's not hitting his free throws. So it's like, bruh, y'all messed up on a lot of fronts. The Knicks played as poorly as possible, and the Pacers still had a chance to close it. But like you said, their franchise point guard just decided not to shoot the basketball. And that's been an issue with him, I think, going back to the Bucks series. I think a lot of Pacers fans were concerned about his lack of aggression. And they were like, TJ has been more aggressive and stuff like that, and that's why the bench units have absolutely.
Because TJ's a fucking cop.
Well, yes.
Of course he's fucking aggressive. He sees black people and he turns red.
We need to trade for TJ McConnell.
I'm so serious. I'm like, dude, trade for TJ McConnell and bury his ass on the bench.
Trade for TJ McConnell. Sign Kyle Lowry. And dude, make sure we get all the annoying ass guys.
Everybody that Josh Hart fucks with, just bring me all those guys. Bring me all those guys on this team. I only want his talent ID is the only talent ID I need on this team.
Josh Hart has the talent ID of a Republican, but like everybody in the league's Republicans, so it kind of works out.
That's very true. But yeah, I mean, let's get into this game. I just saw Mike Malone. I don't know if you saw my face just like absolutely go shocked. Like Mike Malone was absolutely screaming like at a ref just now, like absolutely blacking on a ref. But anyways, yeah, back to the Knicks. Shout out to Brunson. Shout out to Josh Hart. Josh Hart absolutely played his ass off this game. He played all 48 minutes, 24, 13, 8, 3 steals, a block, 9 of 13 from the field, 1 of 1 from the three-point, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Got to be better there at the free throw line. But yeah, he absolutely played his ass off today.
No way you're hating on Josh Hart for his free throws, Sam. Seriously? Really?
Nah, I'm just, you know, give us a little bit more breather now. Let me stop.
I had Josh Hart over 5.5 free throws. Fuck you.
I had Josh Hart 70% from the free throw line.
I had Josh Hart 25 points in a parlay. So that's part of the reason why.
No, look, Josh Hart was fucking awesome today. I mean, I don't know what he I will say, just in general, his off-ball defense and Brunson's today, very specifically, were not great. They're bad, flat out bad in terms of their off-ball defense. And even like some of Hart's screen navigation, I think calling some of his screen navigation would be generous to what screen navigation is supposed to be. But he played the entire fucking game. I'm sorry. I'm going to cut him slack when he's doing shit like that. And he, again, just has this knack of making big time plays when you need them. Also, are we all respecting the fact that his hot shooting from the first round series apparently gives him gravity now as a shooter? So everybody's closing out on him, which is fantastic. But you have to live with the bad, because what he gives you on aggregate is so fucking worth it. Brunson was amazing. I think you could argue that Hart played a better game than him today. Either way, I don't really have a strong feeling about which one, but Hart was fucking awesome, man. What he's doing for the Knicks right now in this playoff run is incredible. I hope that he will be happy moving back to the bench next season when Julius Randle is back. Because having this fucking guy off our bench, I'd be like, wow, that would be one way to get better production from our bench. That'd be pretty cool. But dude, he was fantastic. Some of the rebounds he got were crazy. Like that offensive rebound he got he just flew in and grabbed it from I don't even know who it was. Maybe it might've been Siakam or Isaiah Jackson or somebody way fucking taller than him. That's who it was. Unbelievable, man. Just his ability to just find an extra gear at some point in games I don't even know what to say. It's just an incredible, incredible thing. And the way he's playing is fantastic. Brunson, I mean, the shot making, just unbelievable. That three he made on Nemhard was an insane shot. That was a crazy shot, just given the fact that there was basically no space there. And look, Dante, I thought offensively the first half was brutal. I was very worried that we were about to get, some of the bad Dante playoff games that we've seen. But he was fantastic. I mean, his second half, what did he have, 21 in the second half?
Yeah.
Just an unbelievable game from him. He hit, five threes? And I felt like every single three hit felt like huge, you know, just like absolute huge, got to have it buckets. Yeah, man, I think we talked about this maybe after game six or whatever, but I'm not going to give the credit for how Dante and how Hart are playing to Brunson. I have a really hard time believing they would feel this level of confidence to do the things they're doing and take the shots they're taking and play the way they're playing with anybody else on another team. I just don't think that happens. And again, dude, I don't really the Miles Turner, it was a moving screen. I don't really know what you want to say.
I'm so tired. People are crying all over the time. Oh, they're rigging games for the New York Knicks. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. It's
was this last year? Moving
screen. Bro, where was this last year when there was moving screens all over the place for Bam Adebayo and not a single one was called? And no one was saying nothing they're rigging things for Miami. Where was this energy last year? It wasn't here.
It's because the calls went against the Knicks last year. And
people don't want to admit they just don't want to see the Knicks play or do anything well in any facet of anything.
I think the reality is that people hate New York, and that's just what
they just need to say that. I don't have any excuses of why I hate James Harden. I just hate him. Simple as that. I'm not going to give you no fake excuse. I just hate the guy. Okay. He sucks. He's a loser. I'll say that. But you're not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna give you no fake excuse of why I hate him. Like, oh, I don't like the way his beard looks or something. Like, give me the fucking break, man.
No, that beard is fucking creepy though. I'll give you that.
It is. But it's not the reason why I hate him. Fucking
brace that he has, bro. The grow up, dude.
Yeah, but like, people just say you don't like New York. Like, simple as that. I'd rather you say that than just make up all these crying excuses.
Yeah, but we
need to trade out of bio, bro. We need to trade 3 first round picks for TJ McConnell, though. For
TJ McConnell's the all in move.
Yeah, just forget Durant, forget any of these dudes. Just bring me TJ McConnell, and I promise you, we're winning a championship next year.
I would trade Brunson. I would trade Brunson for fucking TJ McConnell. I'm so serious, bro. Put TJ McConnell in the fucking Brunson. Put Brunson usage with TJ McConnell. No, I swear to God, he was up 40.
No, you got TJ McConnell looked like he was about to die today, though. Like,
you got to do
the minutes of playing.
You got to do the M-grads, the M-grads tweet, where it's like
stick TJ McConnell in the lineup and keep Brunson out, and y'all be asking yourselves, do y'all really need Brunson? TJ McConnell is like that,
dude. He like, but it's true. He plays so hard that he actually can't play more than like 22 minutes. Thank and I'm like, God. I'm like, dude, give me great. That's fucking perfect. That's awesome. Please give me that. Dude, he, I mean, I honestly, he was like, he was their best player. He was arguably the best player. He was not arguably. He was the best player on the floor in the minutes he played. He was dominating. Like, it was, and I know people will be like, oh, just go under on screens. And dude, he's good. Like,
really fast, too.
Yeah. You can't figure it out, dude.
He's really fast.
I mean, did you see that clip of him earlier this season where they're playing like the Raptors? And Bruce Brown, this is after the trade. So Bruce Brown kept going under on screens. And then McConnell, like,
oh, yeah, he yelled at him.
Yeah. He's like,
keep going under, Bruce.
Yeah, keep going under, Bruce. But you can't just go under. It's not that easy. But they've got to find a way to corral him. I mean, and look, they tried.
Dive at his ankles?
I mean, it's crazy. Look, OG, they're literally, if you go back and watch the game,
OG's guarding him.
Hart defended him. DiVincenzo defended him. Fucking Deuce defended him. Literally,
he's their best player.
Yeah, they tried everybody. So, I mean, look, they clearly do have to figure it out. You hope as the series goes on, you become more comfortable, you get more used to what they're doing, and that will improve. But, man, thank God he couldn't play more than 22 minutes because there's no way. Right.
If no he closed the game, it was over. Yeah.
He came out and I started clapping. I was like, thank God, bro.
I was like, yes, Halliburton's back in. Yes, we can win. Yes. Oh man,
bro, took more out of me than watching Joel and me go for 50, bro. Like, I'm so serious. That shit stressed me the fuck out,
bro. But yeah, he is going to be a problem. And also Isaiah Jackson ended up being a problem for us too. Like
in the first half, like in the second quarter, he was like annoying. But then afterwards, I think they figured it out.
Yeah, I think. We're gonna get into playoff rotation stuff in a bit too. Did we address this comment by the way? From Jordan Bubb.
I don't know. No, we did not. Not directly anyway.
But Jordan Bubb says Tyrese Halliburton in game one, 6 points on 2 of 6 shooting, 3 turnovers, a -12, fake all star. Hashtag Wally is right.
I think the thing with Halliburton is like he can't get separation. Like,
bro, you saw when he got Hart and Zion on the switch.
And he couldn't do anything. Like,
and that's when I was like, oh, it's that bad.
His move is a step back. His move is a step back. And if he doesn't hit the step back, he's not getting paint touches. He's not getting to the rim. He just cannot create separation. And Hart is just face guarding him.
And I think that's why they wanted to get like Pascal Siakam so bad. So like that way you can create like looks for him to get like spot up opportunities. Like if he corrals the defense towards Siakam, they're hoping that it leaves Halliburton open so he can get more spot up opportunities. Because yeah, he can't create for himself right now. So glad that hamstring injury excuse is out of the way.
Oh, no, they're going to.
Schwinn, you're muted.
They're writing it for the rest of the season.
I don't know how he said this. I don't know what his tenor was, but this is exactly how I feel. Rick Carlisle, I don't want to talk about the officiating. We're not expecting to get calls in here. That's literally like, do not go into road playoff games expecting to get road playoff games. Why do you go into any road game ever and expect to get?
Why do you go into any playoff game ever and just expecting to get calls?
It's just, yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, look, the Halliburton thing, man, that was, he didn't, if I'm the Knicks, I think they'll find this balance. And I thought they did a much better job in the second half guarding that pick and pop with him and Turner. But like, he doesn't want to shoot inside the arc. He doesn't want to at all. He doesn't want to drive. And like, you just have to play him for the pass because he's not trying to score. Like, he, again, and I'm pretty confident about this, he did not shoot in the second half. The one time he shot, one, he took one, was after the whistle.
He took one pull-up three, and he missed it.
Yeah, but the one shot he tried was that fucking garbage-ass after the whistle one where he was bitching about that. I mean, he played an atrocious game. There's really nothing else to say about it. I didn't watch much of the Pacers-Bucks series. From everything I read, he was not very good in that series either. Mm-hmm. He's obviously been brutal, you know, kind of the second half of the year. But look, he's
still somehow going to get all NBA somehow.
Nah, I mean, I actually don't think he is. All
I
the,
think he's getting third team.
I hope so. That'd be great for us. But like, I just don't, I don't really know. Like, it's kind of weird because before the series started, I was like, well, Brunson owns this matchup. There's no way we can lose the series. And now I'm watching this and I'm like, well, if Brunson doesn't own this matchup, we might lose by like 20 because our bench can't fucking score. So I don't know. It's a weird, it's a really weird series, but I do think this is my look. Maybe it's an overreaction of one game. I definitely think now looking at it, I undervalued just how limited we are now off the bench. Like, yeah, Deuce is going to play better than he did tonight. Mitchell will play better than he did tonight, but there's just no scoring there. And like losing Bojan is huge. And look, it is what it is. The Knicks have to find a way to win three more. I'm sorry. I don't think the situation calls for Alec Burks at all.
Shake Milton, anyone?
Maybe. Like, I legitimately don't know how they're supposed to get production out of their bench. Like, they cannot.
They gotta try something.
Like, that's the thing with Precious, too. Is like, that's why you can't play Precious. They played it once in the second quarter, and they could not score. Granted, like, I think you could have optimized them better. You could have put him with iHeart. You could have put him with Brunson instead of doing Deuce and Mitch, because then you just have Hart. It was like what? It was Deuce, Hart, OG, Precious, Mitch. And that's just, I guess the idea was like play good enough defense to like keep the score even. But
you can't not have like that lineup had what, one guy who could shoot and like OG, but OG just doesn't have a quick release. So it's different. I don't know, man. I really struggle with like
what to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing to do would be if you're gonna do the Precious at the four thing,
you have to put him on iHeart.
Yeah, and as soon as I would actually be fine, even making him an early sub, right? If you, I don't mind OG being the first one out. Stick Precious at the four for like maybe a couple minutes where Siakam is still in the game, because I think Precious could probably do a good job on Siakam. And
good job in the regular season matchups.
Yeah, so I wouldn't mind that, like. None of this is perfect. None of this is ideal. Everything kind of sucks and has drawbacks. You just have to find a way to draw even in those minutes, more or less. But one thing I will say, though, I think it's been very weird to me that Tibbs has now gone away again from playing Deuce with Brunson, because to me, those minutes were fantastic. I mean, they were fantastic all season, and they were really good against Philly. It's not doing – you're actually kind of fucking over Deuce, who, yes, he's had a couple of bad games and he did not have a good game today, independent of anything else. But like, you're kind of fucking him over when you're just like, all right, dude.
Trying to create.
Yeah, be the point guard in this lineup that has garbage spacing. You're Mitch, who like right now is basically playing on, you know, he's fucking rolling around there like fucking one-legged pirate or something. And then, you know, Precious is, you know, at the fours, it is what it is. Josh Hart, bless his heart. But he is not like that. That doesn't help him either. Where you're like, hey, actually, there's no space inside. Deal with it. And then you got OG, who like, again, he can shoot, but it's not like the DiVincenzo thing, right? Where
it's automatic.
You have to be so connected to him because his release is so quick. It's just a different level of gravity. I he's got to find a better way to mix that group in. But it's not easy, and I'm just not. There was definitely some conversation in our Discord about like, oh, well, you know, he should, like, I mean, Mitch was not good in the first half at all, but like, I don't think it's realistic to come into the series and be like, all right, well, Mitch, you're situational and Precious is going to be the backup five now. Like, that's just not, maybe that's an adjustment that needs to be made as the series goes on. It's unrealistic to me to expect that in game one. And to be fair, I actually thought Mitch played a lot better in the second half.
Yeah,
for sure. I think in general, the energy in the second half, which is better. Like, they fucking fell asleep in the first half, and I think the iHeart half-court heave.
That definitely woke them up.
Hell, it fucking saved the game. If we didn't have that, we wouldn't have won the game, which is hilarious. Like, Green somewhere, like, yelling at the clouds. I think the way you make iHeart work, honestly, you probably have to do Brunson, Deuce, Devo, Precious, iHeart. That's what I'm thinking, because you need to have as much spacing as you can around Precious to make it work. And that's the only lineup I can think of that has like as much spacing as possible. That way you could also try to get Hart some rest and OG some rest. But man, it's tough. And I do think that they probably have to go deeper in the bench. I think the fact that they won game one probably gives Tibbs some leeway to like kind of see what you can get from some other guys. Like, your only options are Burks and Milton. So it wouldn't shock me if you see like Alec Burks get minutes in the second quarter, like a 5 minutes in, and just see like, hey, can he hit two threes and like do something? So yeah.
You got to see what you got with somebody on the bench at the very least. See, they can just spell someone for at least 5 minutes because you like you said, because they've won this game. Matt Weiss, he said, I think we should all start leaning into the whining about the refs, agree that they're rigging it for the Knicks, and talk about how happy we are that they're doing it.
Yeah, I agree. I support the dark arts, man.
Okay? You know what? I'm with it. I will become the most annoying guy ever on Twitter.
I'm going to be like, Scott Foster. Woo!
I'm going to start posting ref mixtapes. I'm going to be like, that's gang right there. That's gang.
Change my profile picture. Where the fuck Scott Foster? We get a Scott Foster.
Uh-oh, is Super Chat disabled again? Darn it. Yeah.
We gotta let Alex know. Just send me money on Venmo. No big deal.
But yeah, let's get to some comments since we're not gonna get any Super Chats right now. It's disabled. Let's see. Chris Bernhardt, he says, hey, remember when they said the Knicks couldn't win a game if the score wasn't in the 110s? A sad day for the stupid-ass narratives. Agreed. Jordan Bubb, Jalen Brunson is the first player in NBA history with 40 points and 5 assists in 4 consecutive playoff games, per ESPN stats info.
Tell Jordan do that shit.
Wow, Jalen Brunson is already in goal conversations, and wow, the Timberwolves are waxing the Nuggets right now. Holy shit.
I think they're the Knicks so badly. Actually, I would love if the Knicks could just play a normal game like the Timberwolves apparently are capable of. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, the Timberwolves are just like wiping the floor with like whatever team they play with like lately. It's like, all right. They just have easy ass games. Swins always Zan Dash Rosen.
Oh man, yeah.
Well, yeah, Jalen Brunson is doing some great things. I mean, like things that I never expected a Nick to be able to like reach these levels for a while. But here, Jalen Brunson came. You know, Mavs spurned him. And here he is, just making history in New York.
Just getting honey baths every single night, bro. All
right,
he's special. Okay. I'm sorry you're a boomer and haven't kept up with fucking Twitter.
No, I think I've kept up with Twitter just fine.
Shrin knows about the dumping of honey on people.
Yeah, I'm fully aware of it.
Okay, great. Then don't be weird about it. It's platonic honey, bro.
Platonic honey.
I don't get, like, I thought Rick Carlisle coached kind of a really pretty weird game. Like, everybody on their bench probably should have played more, other than McConnell, who like literally was dying because he
Please do not play McConnell more, bro.
Yeah, but because he poured his entire heart and soul into the 22 minutes he played.
It's just a fucking chihuahua.
It's ridiculous. Like, can you just let us inbound the ball normally?
How bro, they're like full court pressing like in the third and second quarter. It's like, dude. Yeah,
that's the other thing too. Like, look, we're obviously all happy the Knicks won the game. There's so much dumb shit that they could have cleaned up in this game. They had two inbounds. I don't know what the hell Hart was doing on the one where he threw. Like, Mitch was wide open asking for the fucking inbounds ball pass. They had Brunson double team. There's nothing else available to him. And then he waits for like Mitch to kind of turn around to go screen for Brunson to then throw him the fucking ball. That was crazy. They got did they get two right out of that, or was that a free throws? I mean, either way, they got 2 points out of it. And then there was the one where was it with OG where like they full court pressed us and then they threw the ball into OG, but he got stripped. And then they got a layup out of that, or maybe they got fouled on that. I don't know, but that's like 4 points right there. That's 4 points that you should never be giving up. That should just not be a thing. And like, look, they won the game today by 4 points, but the margins are fucking tight, man. Like, I can understand. I can deal with like some of the live ball turnovers with Josh Hart or Brunson or whatever, because these guys are playing so many minutes. And I just understand it's like the nature of it. Those turnovers, though, are just unacceptable. They're just not – you can't have those ones. You gave away 4 points in a tightly contested game. Like, that cannot happen. And that could have fucking burned them today. You know, that really could have burned them today. Thankfully, it didn't. But clearly, that's something very simple that they need to be prepared for now and adapt to. They cannot – you cannot come out – you know, because they did it mostly in the second half, right? Like, you can't – come out in game two now, and if that starts happening, act like, you know, be completely shocked by it. They've got to figure that out. And also, it just isn't me, or have they closed first halves pretty poorly throughout most of this playoffs? Like, yes. That was another terrible close. Yes.
They've started first quarters pretty terribly. They've finished second quarters pretty badly. But they've woken up in the second halves of these games, which is, I guess, a decent trade-off, because the third quarters used to be...
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Save big money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Spring is here, meaning time for outdoor projects. Cabot Australian Timber Oil is perfect for decks, siding, and outdoor furniture while providing maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency. Save big money on Cabot exterior stains to get your staining project started today. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Shitty as hell. And I feel like those are harder to come back from in the playoffs, at least if you start a half really bad. But yeah, I mean, we'll see. Jordan Bubb also says Jalen Brunson is the first player since Michael Jordan to score 40 plus points in four consecutive playoff games. Historical greatness. Yeah. I mean, shout out to Jalen Brunson. Got the Nike billboard on 34th Street and 7th Ave. Just doing big things. Signature sneaker next? ?
Probably, right? Isn't that? I mean, what else would they? What the fuck else is Nike gonna do with him?
I mean,
franchise player in New York. Yeah, you probably want to get some shoes for him.
Yeah.
If Melo could get shoes, I think Jalen Brunson could.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, I know.
That's what Jordan Brand though, and Jordan Brand makes shitty shoes for all their players.
It's like you know what it is. He's like, I'm gonna say
I am the best. I get the best.
Yeah, everyone you else guys all get shit. Zion, your shoe is gonna break. Actually,
bro, Luka's shoe is terrible. Tatum's shoe is terrible.
Luka's shoe is like the Air Dad. That shit is fucking bad.
Luka has shoes for a fat fucking Slovenian.
I remember the Chris Paul joints. Chris Paul had like one decent model, but all his other shoes were so bad, dog. So bad.
Yeah. Dude, these numbers are crazy. Jalen Brunson, this playoff, 36.6 points per game, 8.6 assists, 4.7 rebounds. During Russell Westbrook is the only players to average these numbers on a playoff run. I guarantee you this playoff run that Russell Westbrook made was that MVP year where they lost in 5 games in the first round.
I was just about to say it was probably the shortest run ever for Westbrook.
Not a real run. We don't call that runs, but I appreciate it.
Runs are one series win and more.
I mean, I don't even know. It's like, I was thinking about this during the first half, though, but like, these aren't even like.
It was, by the way.
I knew it was. But like, this isn't even like, I'm not even like amazed by it anymore. I'm just like, yeah.
Normalized.
Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah.
Normalized to greatness.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, of course Brunson scored 40 tonight. Like, why wouldn't he score 40 tonight?
He's scoring 40 every night.
Yeah, but the Brunson stopper Nesmith was on him, bro.
Dude, that guy.
Bro, that Jay Williams tweet, dog. Like, he still does he have CTE from like his accident or something?
CTE from not playing professional sports. But yeah. Like, it's crazy what he's doing. And he's like, every time you think like, all right, can he really keep this up? He's like, all right, now I can. And today, you know, they're down 94-85, and you're just like, you know, maybe this is the night. Maybe this is the night where they just can't quite get over the hump. And nope, they figure it out. He finds a way. Not just him, obviously. You know, Josh Hart, again, literally has played every second of the last two games, has played every second of the second half in the entire playoff run so far. Just crazy stuff. DiVincenzo, 44 minutes. I mean, he's not doing it alone. I thought Hartenstein gave them really good minutes. Especially in the second half.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought he was really good in the second half. Ananobi had a very odd game, but he kind of he got his shit together when they really needed him to get his shit together.
In like the last 5 minutes.
He was like, oh,
he remembered he could play off-ball defense, and he was like, oh, swipe down at the ball, and he got two steals back-to-back.
Yes, I am a robot. My bad. I thought he had a good rebounding game, too. I want to say this. I didn't really understand people freaking out about the offensive rebounding from the Pacers in the first half. They had 5 offensive rebounds in the first half.
They felt like so huge.
On 27 missed shots. That's like, that's not significant. That's actually like, that'd be above the Knicks' defensive rebound percentage in the first half would have been above their season average. So like, I thought it just felt bad in the moment, but over the whole course of that half, it was fine. And they only end up with 7 at the end of the game. On 42 missed shots. Somehow these fucking assholes contrived to lose a game where they only missed 15 shots in the second half. So I don't know how that's possible. But I mean, look, it's hard to miss shots when you don't take them, right? Right, Tyrese Haliburton? The worst Tyrese that I've talked to in my life or talked about in my life. but yeah, I don't know. I thought they cleaned that up, obviously, in the second half, right? You only give up 2 offensive rebounds. That's fine. The Knicks end up just winning the offensive rebound battle. They get 8.
Schwinn, why it felt so much more is because we weren't getting offensive rebounds. And I think the Knicks were just like selling out to like not allow the Pacers to get transition opportunities, which I totally understand.
But they just had to, you got to take the risk. Cause I think they're going to find a better balance. But the Knicks end up winning the rebound battle overall by 8. So they get 40 rebounds to the Pacers 32. The main thing they really need to clean up is the turnovers. They had 14 turnovers today, 5 of them from Josh Hart, 4 from Brunson. Josh Hart kind of has just games where he's going to turn it over. Brunson, you expect that number to come down. So, and he's been so clean that you kind of, you know, the law of averages says at some point he's going to have a bad turnover game. He had a bad turnover game today. I mean, he had that one at the end where he like, the one that went off Nembhard's foot too. I was just like, dude, are you really trying to sell a foul there? Like, just fucking drive, like go take the ball into the front court. Then he has the one where he throws it off Haliburton, just like that was a disaster. But yeah, look, they'll figure some of that stuff out. And I thought they did a much better job in the second half of just getting into their offense. Like they were playing fast in the first half, like they were getting up and down the floor, which I actually don't want them to do too much of in this series. Run, you know, judiciously, like pick your moments properly. When they were in half court sets, I thought they were taking way too long to get into actions. They did a much better job of that in the second half. And they had way more movement. I think they had 4 assists in the first half. They end up with fucking 25. So 21 assists in the second half. Like they just played so much better offensively. I mean, in the first, they put up 49 on the fucking Pacers in the first half. Give me a break, dude. Like, can we be serious? Figure out the TJ McConnell thing though. That would be nice.
Yo,
bro, I'm sorry. If he's gonna keep doing this shit, you got to take him. Like Jericho Sims, he just like one solid elbow.
Yo, bro, we beat the Eric Adams curse, y'all. Eric Adams was in the building, and the Knicks still won, dog. I don't know. This team might be the team of destiny.
Eric Adams had he had quite the day with Knicks related stuff.
Bruh.
I have to watch that Knicks fan TV one. I need to like
know what he said.
I just need to know what this man thinks about basketball so badly.
Yeah, since he's doing such a bang up job running the city.
I need to hear his thoughts on like how to unlock, like get more production off the bench.
So, Eric Adams, our city is failing. What do you think about getting Deuce in the lineup with Jalen Brunson more?
I love Josh Hart.
Hasn't his thing been like, didn't he say like his thing was like they called New York Little Haiti or something like crazy shit like that?
Yes.
He's been saying this, but he's done this for like multiple different
countries.
Yeah, countries. Right?
Yes. He is a joke.
Yeah. Just, he's ridiculous, man.
He is the biggest joke. let's see what else we have here. Jennifer Dixon. She says, obviously, the Knicks appreciate teachers more than Eric Adams. That is a fact. Happy Teacher Appreciation Week to all my fellow educators, by the way.
Wow. Look at that.
Same as teaching your child parlays.
Yeah.
I am not. I am not.
You know in, like, The Wire when he starts teaching them math and they're like, he uses the odds for dice? Sam's in there just like, so if the payout of this is plus 270.
Dog. My kids would have no idea what the hell that is.
I'm sure you could fix that. Uh-huh. Sure, Sam. My kids.
Be having parlay raffles.
All right.
Whoever comes up with the best parlay gets extra credit all week.
Fucking kids go home. Their parents like, wait, why do you have FanDuel on your phone?
Bro, the kids I teach are 4 years old. They don't have phones.
Listen, some kids use, like, some teachers like use Wordle. Some teachers have been using connections. Sam is using fucking FanDuel.
Dog. John Leary, he says, not to kill the mood, but I'm certainly more worried about this series after this game than coming into. We basically have no bench. Robinson looks like a bad matchup for who? Turner, I would assume this is. Turner did have a pretty decent game.
If we take out TJ McConnell, we win this series in four. That's my opinion. TJ McConnell needs to be someone take one for the team.
Someone posted a picture. They're like, game on the line. Andrew Nembhard, you got this. Andrew Nembhard, I believe in you.
I mean, the fact that Andrew Nembhard tried to take that pull up three with like a minute left on the clock was insane.
Well, you knew Tyrese wasn't taking it.
Yeah, that's true. He was like, well, somebody's gonna have to take this shit. And Tyrese was like, it won't be me.
But yeah, I'm assuming John Leary here is mentioning Robinson in terms of the matchup against maybe Turner, in terms of spacing the floor. I didn't think he killed us that much from three. He did hit some threes, but
I agree. Mitch didn't look great tonight. I still think I thought he played fine in the second half. It's not his fault that literally TJ McConnell is burning by everybody constantly. There's really
the whole Rudy Gobert thing from years on the Jazz where he's the last line of defense and it's
And I thought he got a couple of big time rebounds, kept possessions alive. And the last thing, I mean, the other thing, the final thing I'll say about that is I just thought that even that last possession of the third quarter, right? Miles Turner makes that three. I don't know, man. Mitch gets TJ just blows by. I think it might have been Brunson. He's at the rim. Mitch has to collapse on that. They kind of swing it around, and he got a really good closeout on Turner. Turner just hit the shot. That was a good possession from him. And there were a couple of weird possessions too, right? There was ones where there were three or four times where Mitch tipped a pass, and it bounced off OG's fucking back, and then it would hit Josh Hart's leg or something, and then somehow fucking TJ McConnell would end up with the ball or something. Like there was multiple loose balls that just did not bounce our way during that stretch as well. But it's not ideal, and he's clearly playing through an injury, but I'm not ready to totally give up on the Mitch minutes in the series, but it is definitely something to monitor. And I agree that it's something that, you know, you gotta like it's something to monitor, and they'll need to make a decision if it does not improve, obviously, as the series goes on.
Yeah, for sure. Dom Cornelius, he says the Knicks were sluggish and played poorly for much of the game. Pacers role players had monster games, and they still lost. Yeah, I mean, I think we all kind of expected the Pacers bench to kind of be that kind of deciding factor, and the fact that they kind of dominated us and we still were able to win. Shout out to Jalen Brunson and the Nova boys. But yeah, I'll take that outcome most of the time if the Pacers bench is just going to continue to, because if Rick Carlisle is not going to really depend on them that much, because like he didn't, I thought, like you said, Schwinn, I thought he should have played a lot of those guys a little bit more, and he didn't. And if he continues to do that and we still end up winning the game as a result, like I don't necessarily mind it. But yeah, we do need to find some bench production regardless, though. Man, that Boyan loss really stinks in this series, man. I feel like he would have absolutely dominated in some of these units against the Pacers bench.
I miss my balding demon.
Oh my god.
I need Boyan Bogdanovic back like a motherfucker.
John Larry also says, I know you don't want it, Schwinn, and I get it, but I'd give Burks one last shot. Is the scary very, but we need the shooting, making him stand in the corner. We saw Precious at the four and it doesn't work. Also, one day off between the games. I don't know, trying to be positive, but I can't help but be worried. Fair?
I think you just need to free Alec Burks.
I don't know about freeing him, but like toss him out there with a leash on. Not freeing him all the way.
Let him get one pull up, and if he makes it, let him keep going. And if he doesn't, then you probably got to take him behind the woodshed. But like, let him get a couple threes up, man, because we need something. I think we need to just in general take more fucking threes.
And yeah, I feel like we didn't take a lot today.
Like Brunson took four.
Or as much as we should have.
Brunson took four. The DiVincenzo took nine, I think, but Hart took one, and it's like we need more threes, especially because like Turner's in the paint and we were getting stuffed at the rim, especially like OG was getting like stuffed at the rim for whatever reason.
Bro, Denver's getting 30 ball, dog.
This is crazy, man.
Yeah, they're not going. Yeah, what? It might be open, bro. It might be open.
Dog, that's nuts.
Also, Celtics Wolves fucking finals. Nobody is watching that shit.
Give me Knicks Wolves. 80-84 battles all night.
Wait, oh yeah, Knicks Wolves would be like it's the battle of poverty. It's like one of these teams is gonna be out of the fucking gutter.
But it's the battle of the trenches right there.
It's the battle of the American superstars. Not named Jason Tatum.
Anthony Edwards.
Jordan versus Jordan.
Bro, the Knicks are just like they are respecters of the viewing audience. You know, they're just like, you know,
they give the folks a playoff show.
Yeah, we're here to entertain. You know, are you not entertained? Yeah, we are. We are now.
Every other game is like either like some shitty like game seven, like the other night against the Cavs and the Magic, or it's like or it's these blowouts. It's like it's a blowout almost every game in the playoffs, and every Knicks game. They make sure that you are sitting down to the final buzzer of the fourth quarter, satisfied with your viewing experience.
A couple heart palpitations, but that's fine.
Dude, I'm not gonna make it, man. Like I'm an old man at this point.
You know,
I'm not gonna make it through like a fucking. I can't make it through another. Can we just? I'm just begging them, like fucking lose by 20 or win by 20. Just give me one normal game. I don't even care what the result is at this point. Give me one normal game. That's all I want. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, nah, I can't keep sweating through my clothes in these games, man. I can't.
Y'all just some nasty niggas, bro.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
We didn't need to hear. What are you, fucking Patrick Ewing over here?
Bruh, these games be having me like, I be like going through like
five. You could have said, I'm nervous. Like,
yeah, I'm sweating through my fucking boxers.
Yeah.
I meant like my shirt.
It's wet up in here. Like, what is your problem, bro? What's good with you?
Bro, y'all acting like y'all don't sweat. Like, what is going on?
I'm not sitting watching a fucking basketball game.
Oh, y'all be sitting. I be like standing up and pacing my room and shit. Like,
son, you have problems. Breathe,
bro. I'm sorry. I get anxious watching my favorite basketball team.
I have been texting, like... but I do not sweat as much as you, bro.
Jordan Bubb posted this. Dante DiVincenzo was asked if he thinks Jalen Brunson should have been one of the finalists for NBA MVP. We know in our locker room that he's our MVP, and we know he's our leader, and we're gonna ride with him.
They said like ride with him.
Yeah, yes, ride with him. Jordan Bubbles, this is also Jalen Brunson on why Josh Hart can make hustle plays in his 48th minute on the court. I don't know, man. The dude is crazy.
Dude, and then Josh Hart would just be like, oh yeah, I love Mike and Ike's and popcorn and breast milk.
And breast milk.
Oh yeah, I just love playing the game of basketball. I am Tibbs Luol Deng.
My fault for not putting any like circulation in my room right now. All right,
yeah, maybe put on some fucking deodorant too, pal.
I did.
Maybe get another shirt.
Tom Cornelius and I'll Venmo Schwinn $6 in honor of Halliburton. No, I couldn't believe that.
It's playoffs and you're doing like pass man thing.
If I was a Pacers fan, like, yeah, I'm 100% if I'm a Pacers fan, I would definitely be, like, losing it with some of the officiating down the stretch. But I'd also be like, what the hell is going on with Halliburton? Like, you got...
He's again, passed, man.
Six shots in 38 minutes. T.J. McConnell had 16 and 22. Who's the franchise point guard again? Who is it? Is it T.J.? Might be.
Yes.
We gotta trade for him while he's still undervalued. Unbelievable, man. He had a game like this right at the start of the Bucks series too, right? Didn't he have like he took like seven shots right in game one? It's like, yeah. There's a difference between kind of you're feeling your way into a series versus just not competing. Like, I don't know. That was, I could not believe that.
Is he quiet quitting?
Quiet quitting.
And I don't really understand the injury thing either, because I'm like, he doesn't look
hobbled.
Yeah.
Like, he's been nursing it on hamstring strain for 4 months now.
Yep.
Like, I'm sorry, bro.
Bro, remember when Nets fans were saying the same thing about James Harden? They were like, oh, it's his hamstring. Like, after like the playoffs and like after like 4 months of the offseason, and then he was in the regular season again. They're like, oh, you know, his hamstring. He doesn't recover from the playoffs. His hamstring, you guys.
And I'm sorry. Like, if you're an organization and you like have championship aspirations and you just traded three picks to bring in a co-star who's better than him, like, if he's legitimately taking your season and your title aspirations because he wants $50 million extra, like, that's malpractice on your part. I'm sorry.
Much sure that Halliburton's better than Fox takes.
Not even that.
Did the Kings trade the wrong point? Did the Kings trade the wrong guy?
I mean, the Kings traded for fucking Sabonis, and that's why they suck. But, like, my whole thing is, dude, he's been nursing this hamstring for 4 months. Like, at some point...
Most severe hamstring strain since James Harden.
At some point, if it's this much of an issue, then, like, why was he not rested?
He wants to make all NBA, apparently. That's the only excuse that everyone gives.
Do you guys think that Dante actually just totally flopped there? Like, I think it's a moving screen. Like, I don't really, did he embellish it? Probably. Yeah, sure.
But everybody embellishes calls, bro.
And if you look at the fucking slow motion.
Bro, Stan like, Van Gundy was killing me on the call, dog. It's like, shut up, you little tree stump.
Tree stuff is crazy, but like, if you when they show the slow motion replay, you can see Turner, like, he's turning into him. He turns into Dante. And look, if they didn't call it there, I wouldn't have been like, oh my god, I can't believe they missed it. But when you see the replay, I'm like, that's a foul. Like, I you know, if you want to be upset that they don't call it consistently, okay, but then be upset about that. Don't be upset about the call. The call was fine. That's a moving screen. I'm sorry.
Like, it's a moving screen, but it's also like, there are a lot more moving screens in NBA action that are actually called. Like,
and they called one on Dante earlier in the game that was absolute fucking bullshit on Nesmith. It was like 60, I think it was 64-64. And they called a moving screen on him. And it's just like, dude, okay, yes, I get that you don't generally see that call to that point in the game. But I'm sorry, like on aggregate, I did not watch this game and was thinking, man, boy, are the Knicks just getting a way more favorable whistle. Like, they had even during the second half, Van Gundy himself was talking about this. He's like, oh, actually, you know, the free throw gap is not that significant now. The Pacers, like, you know, they got into the bonus in the fourth quarter, just like the Knicks did. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't really see it. I don't see this, oh my God, crazy whistle that the Knicks got, apparently.
Nick Young tweeting out, the NBA said we need a major market team in the playoffs. LOL, Knicks ball. All right, man.
Bro, like, again.
Is Boston not in the playoffs? Like what are we talking about? Is Boston not in the playoffs? Last time I checked, they are in the playoffs, correct?
Yep.
So.
Nick Young, everyone. Very smart individual, by the way.
I'm
very high basketball IQ.
Holy shit, they're getting 30 balled. What the fuck?
Yeah, I told you. It's like 61-33 at halftime.
Did you think you thought Sam would lie to you like that?
I don't know, man. He might have been sweating his fucking eyes out.
He's sweating his parlay is what he's doing.
Bro, I don't even know if anything's even close at this point, because like who the hell is scoring on the Nuggets for them to have 33 points right now?
Okay, when the Nuggets get swept, what are the agendas that we're pushing?
Jokic is a fraud.
Because like not
Bruce Brown was the key.
I know what my take is. I like Jamal Murray might be the most random, amazing fourth quarter player ever, but
the first three quarters?
Yeah, but he's just not like an actual, like, it's crazy that Jokic won a championship with him as the second best player. I think it's like a fair take. And not because Murray is bad, but he's not
an all-star.
Yeah, he's not a guy that profiles as the second best player on the title team. That's my take. I wanted to read this, Dr. Butterfingers, because I'm curious about this. I thought a lot of people complaining about this. I actually thought this was not OG's issue on defense. But Dr. Butterfinger says, it's annoying how much Siakam scored. Yeah, it is a good name. That's actually Mitchell Robinson. It's annoying how much Siakam scored on OG. I would love to see the matchup data on this, but Siakam went
8 for 16.
He scored 19 points. Like, that's pretty good.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I didn't. Like, did he get OG a few times? For sure. But if you look at, like, the shots he was making, most of them are, what, turnaround, fading, middies?
Yeah, like, they were tough.
Yeah, and Siakam has been awesome since he got to Indiana. So, like, it is what it is. I think you kind of have to live with that. And look, at the end of the game, I thought, you know, we talked about it, that last 5 minutes, OG, he figured it out.
He's like, oh, I have a 7'2 wingspan. I can just swipe down and Tyrese Haliburton can't get separation. Maybe this will do something.
Yo, this man, when he starts dribbling in the open court, is ridiculous. It looks like he's slapping the ball.
Or
no, OG.
Okay.
OG is like, he looks like he's just slapping the ball ahead of him. Like he's like
not. He's bouncing it. He's bouncing it. He's
He just like again. He bounced again.
He's like move hand up down. Like he's having the fucking pacer test. He's just like up down.
Like
up.
You saw at the very end of the game, right, where he's like dribbling it out. If you watch him do it, I'm like, why are you dribbling like you're fucking five?
He's assaulting the basketball.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to watch it. But that steal, look, that steal he had obviously on Haliburton was huge. And I don't know, I thought his defense picked up on Siakam at the very end of the game. I thought he did a much better job at him towards the end. To me, the issues he had defensively had to do way more with his off-ball stuff. Tyrese mentioned this earlier. He was like him and Hart very specifically, Brunson also. They were just so not locked in with their rotations at all. Like that, even Dante, there was one, Van Gundy pointed this out in the broadcast, but like Ben Shepherd missed a wide open three in the fourth. If you watch that play, like Dante is still standing on the opposite side of the floor as this guy is finishing his cut to come to like the opposite floor, the near side wing. And it was just like, he did get out to him to get a decent contest, but it's just, They were not locked in off ball. They need to lock in off ball. I am sympathetic to the fact that all these guys are playing about 7,000 minutes, though. So,
yeah.
They can play more.
You gotta find a way to spell those guys for a couple minutes. Let's see what the comments we have here. I mean, the records that Jalen Brunson and the company that Jalen Brunson is just being put in with these numbers is absolutely insane.
Yeah, they want to tell me about Jason fucking Tatum. Get the fuck out of here.
Bro, Jason Tatum's scoring like 17 points on like 16 shots and they're winning by 25. Like, get the hell out of my face. Get out of my face, dog. Like, come on. Jalen Brunson does that, we're getting smoked by 45.
Derek White, like,
seriously.
Bro, you gotta, your stars need to unload the clip in the playoffs. That's how this works. Like, your stars have to be, you gotta be willing that, like, you know, we can all
die on your sword.
Yeah, we can sit here and make fun of, like, you know, oh my God, everybody hates, like, we all saw, like, we all know, you know, John Starks 3-for-18, that shit will go down forever. But you know why he had to shoot that many times? Because that's what was required. What, you want fucking, you wanted Charles Oakley to dial up the usage? Like, no, like you're gonna roll with the guys that you expect to take those shots. It's why, you know, Brunson played like shit the first two games against Philly, but I wasn't upset about the volume he was taking. He needs to take those shots. And you just have to hope that he makes a higher percentage of them, which obviously he's done since then. So, and actually I will say, like, Zach Lowe, even after the first two games, he pointed out in his pod, he's like, I actually think the shots he's taking are perfectly fine. Like, I think they're good shots and that they'll drop. And he was right. And, you know, again, like, I just always figure, I just always assume Jalen Brunson is going to figure it out at some point.
Yeah. I mean, look here, another stat from Jordan Bubb. Only players in the NBA to record 40-plus points and 5 assists in 4 straight postseason games. Jerry West, Bernard King, Michael Jordan, and now Jalen Brunson. Crazy stuff.
Okay, look at this one.
Jesus Christ.
You can read it, Sam. It's your job.
Jordan Bubb, according to ESPN Stats Info, Harris played 326 minutes and 24 seconds in the last 7 games, which is the most in a 7-game span in the playoffs since LeBron James in 2006. Absolutely insane stuff right there. And surprisingly, he's been able to, like, continue, like, the scoring and playing really well on both ends of the court for the most part.
Yep.
You make my day.
We don't need you to say.
Okay. My fault. My fault, gang. I didn't mean it.
Malacca 1606. If TJ was closing over Halley, we'd probably lose.
Bro, I tweeted that. I was like, bro, we probably lose this game if TJ's closing the game right now, dog. Like, it's ridiculous. That's how good he was. That's how bad Halliburton is. Halliburton's so bad, yo. Like, he's so bad.
It's not being bad is one thing. It's
what bad and did, like, being bad and timid is, like, so bad.
What he did tonight is cowardly. It's cowardly. Like, that's a fact. I don't know. I just think you can't be a franchise player and take
6 shots in a playoff game.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Especially when you're the guy across from you taking 6 shots in a quarter.
Like, have some shame. 6 shots in the first 6 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Like, have some shame, bro.
And I can't believe they tried to put Brunson and Halliburton talks, man.
You need to put fucking Halliburton and TJ McConnell talks.
Bruh, like, yo, the Halliburton thing's like the Elfrid Payton thing with Pacers fans, probably, with, like, TJ McConnell and Elfrid Payton and Halliburton.
JL said, he said role players had monster games. Halliburton only had 6 points.
True. That is very true.
HB Greg, seeing Marbury so hyped at the Garden was so nice. I thought that was, I was never like a big Marbury fan, even when I was young and watching him, but like, it was cool to see him there sitting with Clyde and shit. I thought that was nice.
Just make sure did we hide all the Vaseline?
I hope so.
Bro, the most random Knicks were like,
it was Tim Thomas. It was
Tim Larry Thomas Bush. and Wilson Chandler. That was like the most random pair.
But he also, like, Dolan, like, gave them the like, shitty comp seats.
He's
like,
yeah, you guys, civilian seats.
Yeah, you guys can go sit like at the top of the.
You guys aren't Knicks legends. You're like Knicks like people.
You're Knicks. You're Knicks.
You played for the Knicks.
Yes.
But one thing I think it's they need to make sure Brunson's not on Nembhard because, and they did switch it up. Like the Pacers started going at that matchup in the third quarter, and then they switched and put Hart on Nembhard and Brunson on Nesmith, which to me is like the no brainer. Like if Nesmith wants to, I can't believe he completed that dunk over Mitch. That made me so angry. But like if Nesmith's going to try and game us by like trying to cook Brunson, I will happily take that. I will live with that. That's something to keep an eye on though.
Vivek, he says, I'm not as optimistic of Boyan working against the Pacers. I think the Pacers exploit his lack of foot speed. Yeah, I could see it. I think if they hide him on the right person, it's like not that much of an issue. It's just depending on the lineup that they have out there. But I think he would have gotten shit off on offense at the very least. I mean, and the Knicks have the players where like they can hide Boyan in certain lineups.
You know who else they can hide? Alec Burks.
Yeah, kind of. They actually can.
Free big money AB.
Big money AB. Bruh. We need like one game of Alec Burks where he like recreates the game one versus Atlanta.
He's a playoff riser, bro. Let him cook.
Bro, it's so funny how he turned into a complete like bricklayer after that game. Like he was absolutely horrible the rest of that series.
God damn, they broke. This is insane. They just got Naw and Jaden McDaniel is just
hawking Jamal Murray. Schwinn, you're muted, by the way.
Fucking shoe program. Holy shit.
John Schmelk posted this on Twitter. He wrote, would I prefer an illegal screen not be called late? Sure. Then don't call DiVincenzo for a foul when Nesmith clearly flopped, setting a pick on him to steal two free throws a few possessions earlier. The Turner foul was more obvious than the DiVincenzo one just later in the game. I agree. That's kind of exactly where I fall on this.
And to find that tweet so I can retweet it to the
high heavens. I don't think the calls were unjust. It was just...
Did the Knicks get a couple of better calls than the Pacers did? Yes. Yes. Hey, do you want to know why they died trying to get home court through
so you get
through
these
the first round
calls?
So you can get these calls. That's why you die to get home court. Maybe
so you
Joel
don't
Embiid,
duck.
Yeah, maybe Joel Embiid will figure that out because he just chooses to die before the season's over every year anyway. this is from Walt Clyde Fraser. If I die in this house, the next family will be haunted by a guy pacing back and forth in front of the TV.
All right, FBL Sam.
Dog. I'm sorry I'm an anxious basketball watcher. I'm sorry. But yeah, Chris Benhart, I like this comment, by the way.
I'm laughing so hard at this.
Wait, which one?
Omar Yusuf, Sam with the Chris Moltisanti. I did dent.
Oh my god. But anyways, I like this comment from Chris Benhart. If you're following the Kendrick Drake beef right now,
let me tell you one thing I'm not doing is following that beef because apparently that's all anybody wants to talk about on my timeline, which is fucking hilarious to me.
God, you're so fucking old, bro. It's rad.
Yes, exactly. I agree, which is why I'm not interested in trying to figure out, like,
oh my god,
who's
Nas
winning
drops
this beef between the news and Kendrick drops, Lamar? You're
like, I'm here for the jokes, by the way.
I'm gonna tell you something,
which is
you
always
care,
the best part.
If you care
of
about
beef.
Drake or Kendrick Lamar this much that you're breathlessly debating who is winning the beef every 3 minutes when a new track comes out, you need to get a fucking life. That's
okay,
my take on the beef.
All right, fine, but how do you feel about Takeover versus Ether?
Ether's better.
You're wrong. Anyway, continue.
You're from Queens and you hate Nas. You don't make any sense. Go fucking figure it out, pal.
But Chris Bernhardt says, Sam, if you sang Euphoria, that song would be about Harden/PG. I don't hate Paul George like that. I can't stand James Harden's existence on this planet.
I can't stand Paul George as a concept. Because
Paul George is just meh to me. Like, he just doesn't move me. Like, I'm not moved either way about him. Like, he's just
he's Tobias Harris with a podcast and some All-Star birds.
Like, oh my gosh.
He does the same shit. And Daryl Morey is going to give him like a 4-year fucking max. And
good. Hilarious. Good. So they can all be disappointed in Philadelphia once.
Because Daryl Morey does not understand anything except for stars. And it's going to absolutely fuck them because they're going to have no depth. So I'll take it. When fucking Paul George goes 1-for-8 in the closeout game, and you're like, oh my God, we're not free of Tobias Harris, then that's what you get.
Jordan Bubb, only player in playoff history to average 40-plus points per game and 9 assists per game over a 5-game span. Jalen Brunson.
Ryan Russillo tweeted out, is Phoenix actually good? That's funny as hell.
Bro, Matt Ishbia's looking at this going, we got a chance too. It wasn't our fault.
Next year's our year. Beal's gonna get it together.
He's looking at this game. He's like, see? It just wasn't us.
Aaron Gordon, leading scorer. Good fucking God.
Yeah, my parlays are dead.
They've been dead, bro. Don't worry. The kids at UT will help you get you some
new ones. You know what? Okay.
All right, kids, what's 2 + 5? 7. We're going to be putting $7 down on this parlay.
I'm sure Schwinn is enjoying this stat.
Oh, great.
Most 40-point playoff games in Knicks history. 7, Bernard King. Jalen Brunson might eclipse Bernard King in the next, like, 3 games.
Don't bury the lead. That's not what we're here for with this stat.
7, Bernard King. 5, Jalen Brunson. Gap 2, Carmelo and Ewing. Jalen Brunson is only in his second.
No way the generational scoring talent only had 240. I guess it's hard to rack up 40-point games and you make the playoffs 3 times in 7 years.
I mean, to be fair, Jalen Brunson made it twice in 2 years and he's a
bro, he's about to eclipse Bernard King. That's crazy.
Yeah, but Brunson's not a bucket, dude. You know?
He's not a 1A. Bucket. Yeah, he's not a 1A. He's just a gritty underdog.
I mean, the thing is, does Brunson quite know who he is at the elbow like Carmelo did? Who can say for sure? Who can say?
He's just a gritty underdog story.
Just a second round pick, dude.
Just a second round pick. So this other comments we have here.
HB Greg, how can the Pacers look so bad versus the depleted Bucks and so good versus us? Game one of the series is always the weirdest game, though. It's always the game that is like the most likely one for the favored team to lose because it's your kind of like your first go around. Teams have, you know, changeups they throw that they've been hiding. But as the series goes on, usually the better team wins, which is why we beat Philly. Not because of the refs, but because we're better than Philly.
Yeah. Much to their chagrin.
Philly fans cheering for Boston is like hilarious, by the way, bro.
Bro, Philly fans are legit spiraling right now because they're like, see, guys, they're cheating for the Knicks still.
Mind you, you root for Joel Embiid.
Like, see, they're cheating for the Knicks.
Have it's some like, shame.
They're like, Celtics, please beat them.
Joel Embiid would have to shame, but then he would be out for 3 to 5 weeks. So, oh my God, my pride hurts. I can't do it.
Ace Bichard says Jalen's thinking the Pacers would have better options guarding Brunson is hilarious. He was like Nesmith is more physical and disciplined than Batum and Oubre.
Nesmith got 4 fouls and Nembhard got 5 fouls and they played 30 minutes apiece.
The craziest thing about that, Nembhard is the guy who was defending Brunson for the most part.
Yes.
Yes.
So Jay Williams literally has no idea what the fuck he's talking about. Rick Carlisle looked at his roster and was like, you know what? Fuck Aaron Nesmith. I'm putting Nembhard on
Brunson. And then when they did switch, Aaron Nesmith guarded Brunson and Brunson just fucking fried him.
Cooked him.
Literally every
time. Had him on the floor like legitimately like 2 times.
He could have had a 50 tonight. He missed like 3 or 4 layups that you normally would expect him to hit.
There's always next game.
Honestly, he might have
50 on the garden floor.
I feel like he's going to have a 50 piece of series. If he could get the 3 ball going, like he hasn't had like one of the. That is fucking insane.
Omar uses OG dribbles like he has JPP's.
God damn, Omar. What is your problem, bro?
Did JPP do something to you?
Be cool.
Bro, did OG do something to you?
I agree with this. John Larry wrote, I gotta notice how much OG gets blocked. LOL.
Bro, I feel like he used to have much more lift on his jumps when he first got to New York.
It's because he's trying to create. That's why. When he can just attack like a closeout, it's fine.
Or like off a cut or something.
Yeah, when he has to go into his like, let me try to be Kawhi. Yeah, like his when he goes
into Kawhi. Let me see if my Kawhi DLC is still loaded. Loaded up.
When he has to go into his fucking like bag that he gets from like Goodwill. It's not a lot in there. It's not a great bag.
It's a tote bag.
It's a tote bag with stains on it.
We already handled this, Luca. Tyrese, please stop singing.
Let's see what else here.
Oh, sorry, my bad. About the one that we wanted to bring up.
Tom Thibodeau shares his thoughts on the historic numbers Jalen Brunson's putting up in the playoffs. They're not empty stats, as some other players might be putting up. They're stats that are impacting winning.
Yeah, tell that to Joel Embiid.
And Sean, you can pull up yours now.
Yeah, there's also Jordan Bull posted this. Question. No one scored 40 in four games since Michael Jordan. Dante. Michael Jordan? Jalen, stop. Dante. Damn.
The Michael Jordan Delaware and the Michael Jordan New York. That's special.
Right?
Dude, it's like, apparently we got two Michael Jordans in the league right now. Jalen Brunson and Anthony Edwards.
It'll be the battle of Michael Jordan.
In the finals? That would be special.
If Jalen wins, he gets a signature shoe.
That's special right there.
As long as he has a better logo than fucking Melo. That Melo logo was so ass.
Yeah. Jordan Bubb posted this. I believe every shot that I shoot is going in. Dante DiVincenzo. He went 8 of 10 from the field in the second half for 21 points. Huge. Like, again, I was like, that first half, I was like,
ass in the first half.
Is he going to do this bullshit again? Are we going to do this again? And then he was like, okay, let me stop trolling.
I was like, finally, Dante got serious.
He has confidence right there.
All right. Ace Bouchard asked, has there been a podcast Eric Adams hasn't gone on?
The Strickland?
Yeah, Pod Strickland. He hasn't been on Pod Strickland. Episode 450, guess?
Yeah, I'll do it for the teachers, you know, get them on there for the teachers. I'll do it for Sam.
Oh man. Chris Bernhardt says Eric Adams would have played Jacob Toppin tonight. Probably. I see that we said we're going to address the super chat issue. What else we got here?
Oh, this is pretty good. This is from Dante. So I'm assuming this is about Jalen Brunson. He's been doing this ever since we moved in together in college. Honestly, he's been doing this. He's always had this. It's just that now you guys are seeing it on this stage. I think so much of it is just the confidence to do it on this stage, though. Like, he clearly was not capable of doing this 3 or 4 years ago. And maybe I'm not saying it's because he didn't have the actual skills and tools. It's having the confidence to like just do it in games, right? Like that's half the battle. And man, nobody can question his confidence right now. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Except for Chris Bouchard. Oh, Chris Bouchard. He's like, he's not a fucking superstar yet. It's like, dude.
Bruh, screw Chris Bouchard, man. I would quote what he said, but I can't use words on the stream. So,
can I read this?
Josh, yes.
Hart. It's so ridiculous, man. Stefan Bondi, he tweeted this out. I'm assuming he asked the question. What makes Josh Hart tired? My wife arguing with me. That makes me extremely tired.
Dog.
Sam can relate.
All right. I legitimately knew that was coming. Like odds minus 5,000.
The fact I feel like Sam only sees the world in odds.
Yes, I do. He's like, now I do.
Ought to be catching this bus in the morning. Plus 250.
He's like taking action.
Ought to be being tired before 4 p.m. Minus 3,000.
Minus 10,000, dog. Oh my God.
Minus a million. Ricky Ricardo, Jalen Brunson is Neo from the Matrix when he finally realizes he's the one towards the end of the movie. It does feel like that, man. It does feel like that sometimes where I'm like, did he just like figure out basketball? Like, is that what happened? He was just
he solved it.
Yeah, I got it. I can do this now.
He's like, Kelly Oubre is not guarding me anymore. This is great.
Bruh.
Dude, wait. What the hell was that last possession? Though?
Hilarious. Can crazy. Someone clip Halley's last possession if he makes that breakaway layup instead of falling, traveling, and vomiting simultaneously? We might have had to inbound and make a few free throws.
And this, look, and to his point, the way we were fucking inbounding that in this game, who the hell knows? So, but yeah, I don't know what that
situation.
I genuinely, so I haven't watched it back. I will watch it back. I think he wanted to pass it to somebody or dribble it out for a three.
Of course he wanted to pass it to somebody. Yeah, he loves passing to somebody.
But I honestly, though, in that situation, it's probably the right move to try to get a three. Because you had no timeouts.
Miles Turner, I believe in you.
Yeah, but you're down four, no timeouts left, and what, there was like, was it 10.7 seconds left or something? So you want to get a three there, but I think he didn't realize how open he was or where he was on the floor. So I almost feel like he started to go up because he's like, I guess I have to take this. But then he was like, wait, I can't take a layup here because we're down four. This is not ideal. And he just, I don't know what, again, he just.
Bro, the Stephon Bondi tweet at the bottom, he says, I never related more to an NBA player. What the hell?
I feel like if you just don't like your wife, you probably shouldn't get married, but whatever. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean.
Sam can relate.
Yeah, Larry, but he could have made a layup in like 1 second. I don't disagree with you.
He could have made a layup and played the foul game, but.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think that's probably what was going through his head. Also, he didn't want to shoot today, so that's probably also part of it. He chickened out today. It's what it is.
He might take 12 shots next game, bro.
Can we just throw something out? If James Harden had the same game Haliburton had today, he'd be getting fucking slaughtered, and he'd deserve it. This is like this is reminiscent of the type of shit we've seen James Harden do, right? Where he's just weird games where he's just like, I'm only going to shoot 10 times today for some reason now.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Same ilk of player too.
Tyrese Haliburton.
Haliburton's already been is already approaching the James Harden like scale for me of like unlikableness. So it just makes sense that he would follow suit in his playoff games. Right. It's just totally.
This is what we have represented the country. Mind you, this is the best that we can send to the fucking Olympics.
Bro, I am not Eric Adams' mouthpiece. Hell no. Hell
FPL no. Sam.
Yeah, who the hell's FPL Sam?
That's how we slander you now.
Wow. But yeah.
I thought it was BBL Sam.
Hell no. It's
Honestly,
shout out to Dolan finally paying off the refs after allowing them in the league to screw him for 30 plus years.
Right? Yeah, we got to lean into that angle. Shout out to Dolan finally using that checkbook for something. You know. Look,
the very reason why none of this makes any sense that the league is so desperate for the Knicks to be good. If like they could have given us Zion when we wanted, like when we needed Zion.
Bro, that's the biggest example of that.
They could have given us, I mean, obviously, none of these guys has panned out to be what we thought they were in the draft, but like they could have given us Cat when we wanted Cat. Cat's from New York, and like that whole fucking thing. And there and
so
that
many opportunities.
Like, they could have. We've sucked for like 20 years, and we had our pick for at least 10 of those, and we never moved up. We literally have never moved up since the Patrick Ewing draft. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
We're the crown jewel.
Yeah, hey,
I'll take it though.
Yeah, JK, this is absolutely right. They could have ejected Embiid in game 3. Yeah, and they didn't. I mean, they could have called a fucking travel on Tyrese Maxey in game 5. But and then also, like, I just think, like, in general, all the ref conspiracy stuff is so insane at this point. Like, Before game six, there were people like, oh my God, Scott, of course they got Scott Foster. And
it's Drake versus Kendrick levels for you.
Yeah, the series is going to get extended now. And it's like, dude, if they wanted to extend the series, why the fuck were the Knicks up six with 30, like under 30 seconds left in game five? What are we talking about? Like, none of that, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's legitimately bizarre.
The Timberwolves just took their first time out. What the fuck?
That's insane.
Nora posted, did Josh Hart think Dante DiVincenzo's late three-pointer was going in? I know it better have gone in because I was wide the fuck open. Yo.
Dog.
Dude, this guy is like
he's a having quote machine.
He's having like a generational quote run right now.
This yes, is, he is.
It's just ridiculous. Every game, every day you get like three separate quotes from him that are just absolutely ridiculous. Ricky Ricardo posted, people complaining about games being rigged in the Knicks' favor truly means that the Knicks are back. And LOL, Knicks are clipped. Yo, by the way, we even talked about this. That Hartenstein three at the end of the first half was ridiculous.
Huge momentum shifter.
I was so depressed before that shot.
Pacers like made it, what, like a 9-point game at that point or something?
Yeah,
like
it was
that?
55. It was. And but the TNT crew, they kept fucking up the score today. At 55-46, they had it at 53-46, and they kept saying it was 53-49 and a half. I'm like,
yeah.
How did you just subtract 2 points from the Pacers? And then at the end of the game, it was 104-101. Hart misses the second free throw, gets Rion, puts it back. That should have been an and one. But just remember,
it's rigged for the Knicks.
Yeah, it's rigged for the Knicks.
It's rigged for the Knicks.
Should have been an and one. But like, it was then they put the score at 104-104. I'm like, what is happening? Why are you just bizarre adding and subtracting points out of nowhere?
Bizarre.
Crazy stuff. Did you guys think Haliburton got off that offensive rebound early in the first quarter?
I mean, seeing the picture, it looked like he did. But he didn't, according to the NBA, so... Ha-ha! Fucking loser. Hate him. Welcome to the James Harden tier of my hatred. Tyrese Haliburton. Let's see. What else we got here? Again, Jalen Brunson is like in GOAT conversations right now. Only players in NBA history to record 200 points, 40 assists over a 5-game span. LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and Jalen Brunson.
That seems good.
Very good.
That seems good. Omar Youssef, the I Heart Beyond Half Court Evil will be remembered forever. That shot was, as soon as it left his hands, I was like,
that shot was butter.
Yeah, I was like, I think that's got a shot. Looks pretty good.
It was butter. Jordan Bob, TJ McConnell, and Jalen Brunson. He's as elite of a one-on-one player as there is. Wow, he wants to be a Knick, guys. TJ McConnell wants to be a Knick.
Please, so we can bury his career. I legitimately would trade for him and then, like, wave
bro,
him.
Thibs would love him. Unironically, Thibs would love him.
Yeah, because he's fighting snappy.
He's literally, he can only play 22 minutes because he's playing too hard. Thibs would probably love, like, he'd probably leave Josh Hart for TJ McConnell.
His hand would shake.
Bro, he'd probably kill TJ McConnell with all the minutes he plays in. He'd legit die after, like, the third game of playing.
Tell
in, like,
TJ McConnell put 25 minutes, and TJ McConnell might legitimately pass out.
Push harder. He's gonna have a conniption, dog.
This is pretty funny. Jordan Bencher, Hartenstein is the deepest floater range ever. He does, man. Some of those floaters he's making are like on the free throw line. It's crazy. Yeah. Jordan Bub, Josh Hart on Jalen Brunson. He's the engine. We're gonna go as far as he goes. He also said, it wasn't a good win for us, but a win's a win. I agree. It was not a good win. The Knicks clearly. Look, they did get fortunate. Yeah, they did get fortunate in a lot of ways, but you got to take advantage of those opportunities.
Refs!
Yeah,
ref ball!
They also took advantage of it, so that's all you can ask.
Time to lean into the angle.
Yes.
I legitimately think the refs need to get paid more. I feel like I want more calls. I want more. Like, fuck.
Hey, I actually like this quote. This is a good quote. This is from Miles Turner. We reviewed it. They still called it an illegal screen, but it's the playoffs, man. I feel like DiVincenzo did a good job selling it. For the most part, you can't leave the game to be decided by the refs, so we have to take accountability as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Not crying like Joel Embiid and friends over there.
All right. Respect Lego Man.
Lego Man. and then he says, we're all looking forward to that coming out. It's unfortunate we can't put ourselves in that position. Which one is it, Lego Man? But yeah, at least they're not being like huge crybabies about like, oh, we're gonna file like a grievance, like Nick Nurse and friend.
I have no problem with that. What he said though, he's like, I mean, yeah. It's like you can bitch about it a little bit, but then he's also admitting like we can't put ourselves in that position. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean the crying from Nick Nurse and what you call it, Joel Embiid was ridiculous. And thank God there's no one like Kelly Oubre giving stupid ass quotes every game, because I could not deal with that for another series.
Yes. Definitely agree with that.
Unless Obi wants to take up that mantle. Obi got what he wanted. East Bay against the Knicks in the playoffs. Just didn't get the win though. Didn't get the win.
I didn't really care for the fans booing him, but I also thought he was acting like a jackass. So I don't know. It was weird.
No, I think they should boo him harder.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know, Tyrese.
You go to East Bay. You want to East Bay in the court that Patrick Ewan built?
All right.
I'll be topping. Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, he has some balls going for that East Bay.
If he missed, that would have been an all-time momentum swinger for us right there.
He missed it in game six, too, which is like, why would you keep doing it?
No, he didn't miss an East Bay in game six.
No, I'm talking about game six when he played against the Bucks.
Oh, he did. I didn't even know he did run that game. That game was a joke, though, anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, but still. Like, come on, bro. Playoffs.
I agree.
Doesn't matter. They fucking lost. Fuck Obi Toppin.
I mean, I will say it's very obvious watching them that, like, I mean, not that I'm exactly breaking news here, but he's such a better fit for them than he was ever going to be for us.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure. So I mean, also the Pacers just, like, are willing to do a little bit more with him, too. Like, they play him in, like, much more versatile lineups, well, I think.
They just move the ball so much. So it's, like, he's such a better fit there. It's just obvious watching him. By the way, our good friend of the pod, Drew Hanlon. Reffing has been so ass all postseason.
Dog. Damn, bro. Dog.
Sorry for your loss, bro.
Dog. I'm so glad we don't have any more Drew Hanley clients.
Why don't you go up to fucking Canada and save RJ Barrett's jumper?
Why don't you go embezzle more money from RJ Barrett?
He's legit robbing him.
He's robbing him. This fucking guy robbed Markel Fultz. Yeah, I'll fix your jumper. Don't worry about it, man.
Bro, what's so fucking annoying is like he fixes his shooting pocket and then RJ would shoot well for like five games and he fucks it up again and it's like, all right, bro.
Yeah, but he would just come out with bullshit every time RJ had like four good shooting games. He'd be like, oh yeah, bro, we tweaked the shooting pocket, everything's good now. And then he'd go fucking, you know,
radio. The victory laps he would go on out of nowhere. It'd be like, shut up, you dweeb. Or stuff you in a locker or something.
I mean, this is why white men.
This is who's teaching your kids. This is who's teaching your kids, threatening to throw people in lockers.
Yes, nice. people like Drew Hanlon deserve to be in lockers. Okay, they don't deserve to be outside of them.
Somebody give Drew Hanlon an atomic wedgie for the fucking culture.
Yeah. Give him a swirly.
No, for real.
Here's TJ McConnell, the great future Nick TJ McConnell. Can't worry about officiating control plays we could have made to not have it come down to that. He's right.
Yeah.
Bro, Denver's bench is ass. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's always been their thing. This is a good point by Larry Israel. There's no way the last 2 minute report will say the call is wrong. It was reviewed. I agree. That's true. Literally no way they can. Yeah. And it wasn't wrong. That's the thing. It was not a wrong call. It was a moving fucking screen. I don't really know what else to say about it.
Yeah, calls that are reviewed, they don't get changed in the last 2 minute report. Like, that's very. That yeah. becomes a very slippery slope, and that becomes very challenging. Well, for...
Justin Holiday is fucking cooking right now. He's got 10 points off the bench.
Justin Holiday, 3-and-D wing, vet minimum next year for the Knicks.
That 3-and-D wing, that 3-and-D wing label. Oh yeah, he was a former Knick.
Yeah, bring him home.
Bring him home.
JK,
is Nas fucking Reed like serious, bro?
Bro, he's like that.
Oh my fucking bro!
Stick Nas Reed in the lineup.
No, legitimately,
he is, dude. Bruh, like they,
did you see the way he ended game one?
Yeah, he was fucking. He cooked them, and he was terrible for the first three quarters. He looked like a fucking drunk for the first three quarters. Then the last quarter, you know, he was crazy.
Yeah, Nas Reed is special. What the fuck, bro?
Yeah, Nick Stape said, "Did you all see the Carlisle quote about the officiating nurse can't relate?" Yeah, we read it. I mean. His quote was exactly what I think is like just spending the entire
take
game
notes, coaching, Nick Nurse.
Yeah, crying about the officiating is so crazy to me. Like you say what you need to say and then you move on. This is so I can read the full quote. This is what he said. I don't want to talk about the officiating. We're not expecting to get calls in here. It would be nice if they laid off that one, but they didn't. That's just the way it goes. We challenged it, they reviewed it. They've got a bunch of people in New Jersey that agree to them. So that's just the way it goes. I concur.
Nick Stape says, would have been crying into his life-size Embiid body pillow.
Joel!
Oh, all right, we good here?
Yep. All right, game two is on Wednesday.
Yes.
The Knicks have to clean up some things. They need some more production from their bench. It's at 8 p.m. That's interesting for New York start time. All right. But yeah, we'll be here after the game.
It's actually 7 p.m. Okay.
For you.
The superior time zone, 7 p.m.
All right. We're not going to get into
the MAGA
this.
Time zone, the time zone of Greg Abbott.
Right. Tyrese actually like salutes him when he sees him on the television, by the way.
Of course, dude. Tyrese says the Pledge of Allegiance every morning.
Sam laughing at that like he doesn't fucking work in the school.
Bro, we don't do the Pledge of Allegiance at school, dog.
That's bullshit. What
I'm so serious. I'm sorry we don't live in Texas.
That's what Eric Adams. Look at this. Look at the change this man is leading.
Bro, we haven't been doing Pledge of Allegiance since before that bald fuck came into office, man. He didn't do nothing.
Damn. Sam not letting Eric Adams live, man.
So. Nope. Nope. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. He needs to get the hell out of this city, man. Anyways, shout out to everyone that tuned in. We have over 15K people, 1,500 people in here from Twitter, YouTube, all that. Make sure you guys check out all the links in the description. We got links to the site, merch, Patreon, and Twitter. We recently had our round two roundtable. So check that out on the site. Check out all our predictions for this series. And we'll be back after game two to provide more breakdown and more laughs. Everyone enjoy your next day of no Knicks playoff basketball. And we'll catch you guys on Wednesday. Peace out.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. It doesn't matter what job you're up against. Works, cordless power tools, and lawn equipment have the power for you to get the job done faster and easier. The PowerShare 20-volt batteries run longer on a single charge, and they can be used with other Works tools. Check out Menards' entire selection of Works cordless power tools and lawn equipment today on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.